Joining me now, however, is the founder of Lindell TV and the CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Mike, welcome back. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, hold on. I'm on my plane here. I'm landed at the first city. I wanted to get on. It's so important to tell the country what's going on right now. I want you to pull up the head of the RNC. It's breaking news. Pull that up right now, the attack on our country. What she's saying, that Biden won the 2020 election. I'm telling everybody right now.
Show that, Logan. There's the headline, Mike. Head of the RNC says Biden won 2020 election. First time she's clearly acknowledged his victory.
Right. And what's going on, everybody? I just wanted to quick get on your show here and tell everybody. We believe that they have reached out to multiple AGs and put pressure on them not to sign the Supreme Court complaint. I do want to tell, because this has been asked to me by multiple sources, let's just say they would all back out of signing tomorrow. We do have, Brandon, a copy of the complaint that we will have a full copy to go through on Lindell TV, on Frank Speech TV, frankspeech.com, all the way through the 96 hours, you guys. We have full access to the complaint. I'm just saying, worst case scenario, let's say a lot of them want to delay signing it for multiple reasons. There are a couple, Brandon, that they, just on Friday, everybody, you notice that they filed cases in court where the AGs had to answer by tomorrow to make children get vaccines, like in Louisiana. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, so they are working, a lot of them are just working around the clock because it's like whack-a-mole, all the horrible things that's being done to our country. And so we're in kind of a chaotic last couple of days. And right now I'm on my way to another city. I landed on the ground here. I have a 10-minute meeting. I'm on my way to another city. I do have to, you know, if we wouldn't get a signature by tomorrow, if let's just say everyone decides not to sign tomorrow, there's Wednesday. And like I say, worst case scenario, because of what's going on out there with the RNC, shame on them, Brandon.
So are you telling me that some of these guys are getting pressured and pushback from the Republican establishment?
Absolutely. 100%. We've been told, they've been called, a lot of them have called up and said, can we get more time? You know what? Can we get more time? And I'm going, our country's being completely attacked. And they mean, I don't know if they mean more time by a day or next week or whatever, but this is going to go forward. And we're going to have a full report tomorrow. But I'm getting, we only need one to file it, or one AG that would file it tomorrow. Remember, the AGs are the one that actually have to file it. So you're getting a lot of, one person wants this on it, another one wants this on it. And I get that. I understand that. But what I don't understand is when the Republican, the RNC, puts pressure on them and announces that Biden won the election. How do we sit there? How do you even have it's beyond logic. It defies logic. It's like everything I've done, or that people that we've all done for one year, going, hey, look at this. This is a bottle of water. No, it's not. It's a steak sandwich. Hey, look at this. Is a hand. No, it's not. It's a baseball bat. You know, I mean, these are the things that they're. It's just crazy, the lies and the crimes and the cover-ups. You wouldn't think it would happen in your own party. It's just, I don't get it. And
let me ask you, Mike, do you think the millions upon millions, I mean, I'd love to know the figure, what the RNC has raised in the last 12 months since the day after the election, and we can certainly find that. But part of the problem is these elected officials are guys that are running, but particularly right now we're talking about current elected officials. If any of them plan on running for re-election for that office or a different office, they all want the financial support and the text alerts and the emails and the mailing list of the RNC. So the RNC kind of gets these guys by the back of the head and tells them, you know, you're going to play ball and put them on a leash, or they lose all of that, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be... that's why we have 96 hours, everybody, starting at midnight or 12 a.m. on Thanksgiving and all the way to midnight on Sunday. We're going to be talking about exactly what you said, Brandon, the cover-up, all the money that flows into the RNC so they'll back certain candidates and all this garbage that goes on. So then we can spend $50 million on TV ads on Fox and CNN and all these garbage networks and flush money down the toilet. The people have had enough. If you're a donor out there and you want to put your money where a good place is, put it in Lindell Legal Fund, and we're hiring lawyers and people all over the country, cyber guys, and getting back our country. There's where you can put your money. You donate to a candidate, guess what? Flush it down the toilet. Those ads aren't going anywhere because nobody is going to ever win again unless they want them to win. If these machines are still here in 2022, your country's gone. Everybody sees the race we're in. You know, we have in 9 months or 10 months, look how much damage it's done to our country. Now, granted, there's a lot of AGs out there right now working very hard on trying to whack down this mandatory vaccine garbage for children. But you know what? Like I told a lot of them, I said, it's going to be whack-a-mole if you don't fix 2020 and get the 2020 fix that first. You're going to be whacking everything. Here's the next thing they're going to do. It's absolute lunacy, the stuff that's coming out of Washington, D.C. I mean, none of it makes, there's no sense to it. And you're going to keep having to spend all these resources. You know what I call it? Election deflection, everybody. Every time they do something or say something stupid in Washington or do something, everyone rushes to it and goes, oh, we can't do that. And over here, they're winning. They're winning the big war because the war is they want the machine still here. They want your elections corrupted and you never get a winning candidate again. Just like they did, they stole the one in New Jersey and they let us have the one that we didn't even want in Virginia because who knows what that candidate's like.
Well, you know what? He got elected, and the FBI agents, one of the FBI agents that's retired in the town hall meeting brought it up. He said, by the way, that guy gets elected, and one of the first things he does is goes and visits a mosque, and it's a mosque that's a terrorist-tied mosque, the FBI retired agent said.
Oh, wow. It's shameful. You guys, you want to help save our country? You can do two things right now. Get everyone you know to frankspeech.com for this 96-hour thanks-a-thon we're having. We will have hope. We're going to have thanks. We're going to give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have hope. We're going to have information for you, and we're going to have direction of where we're going and what you can do at home. If you're a donor out there and you're thinking of giving money to the RNC, put it in to help save your country. Go give it to the LindellLegalFund.org. I'm sure that'll be headlines all around the country tomorrow. Mike Lindell reaches out for money. Blah, blah, blah. I put in tens of million dollars. They can write whatever they want. Remember, everybody, CNN and those other crazy terrible outlets like Daily Beast and all of them, it's better to have them bad-mouthing me and talking about the 96-hour marathon than going Fox on you. And by the way, we got surprises for Fox coming up. It's going to be awesome. Shame on you, Fox.
Hey, by the way, Mike, you've not been taking the text or phone calls from Zachary, right?
No, he tried to call me today. He called me on four different numbers. I call him the evil one. I said, I'm praying for you, Zachary, but he's absolutely pure evil.
So guess who was texting me today?
Zachary.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he works for the Daily Beast now, and I miss Swin. I don't know if Swin had a child, and I think he's been busy being a dad, and God bless him. And another guy from the Daily Beast texted me. What they were trying to do a hit job today, they said, Mike, did you know your ads on Fox have a little thing that said, this ad is sponsored? That's what it says on all commercials. Hello, what Daily Beast, breaking news. Let's talk about more election deflection. Election deflection. Why don't you talk about the 96-hour thanks-a-thon, Zachary, if you're watching? Talk about that. Talk about the RNC. Talk about Hershey. Oh, that was all over the news, Brandon. CNN. Rona McDaniel says the RNC says Biden won the election.
Have you seen the video? Have you seen the video?
No, I have not. No.
You want to see it?
Let's show that up.
All right, here we go.
I want to find out why I'm not getting AGs.
Okay, here we go.
Take this. More than a year after Joe Biden won the election, almost 10 months into his presidency, it took until today for RNC Chairwoman Rona McDaniel to clearly admit President Biden won.
Painfully, Joe Biden won the election. he's the president, of course. It's very painful to watch. I think there were lots of problems with the election, and I think it needs to be looked at. But yeah, he's the president. It sucks.
Wow.
So facts first.
Wow.
Let me tell you. And then she laughs, you know. Let me tell you, the RNC, the money that they didn't spend on election fraud, you can sit there, anybody that's donating one penny to them better really look at that and say, what am I donating? Number one, why am I donating to anything until this election is picked? Now, I would say if you're out there, donate to the candidates that say that the election needs to be from 2020 needs to be fixed first. That's what you need to do. And that's who I'm going to endorse. I'm going to endorse the people's candidate. Nobody that says, like Mo did down in Alabama, you know what? Let's not look back at 2020. Let's take back the House in 2022. Boo! Booed right off the stage.
Then he doubled down and went at it again and got booed louder.
Yeah,
and
then he finally says,
okay, well, maybe look back, but keep moving forward.
Yeah, it was disgusting. And you know what? What's really disgusting is all the months that have went into this Supreme Court complaint. The months. It is the most amazing complaint I believe ever written. I've looked at it. I've seen part of it. I've read most of it. You guys, we're going to have it right here on frankspeech.com. We're going to have an exclusive. If for some crazy reason with all these attacks that they don't sign and it doesn't get filed, we're going to have it here on frankspeech.com. And we're going to go through page by page by page. But I'm reaching out to all of you right now, tomorrow morning, when you get up, or tonight, find the email to your AG in your state. I don't care if they're a Democrat or Republican or who they are. I'm not going to sit here and tell you who said they were on board and change their mind, or who is on board, if that person's on board and this one's on board, if that one's on board. You know, I just want you all to reach out to your attorney general in your state, and you flood them. And you say, you need to sign this complaint for we the people of the United States. There is no reason we should have to fight our own party to get to the Supreme Court and then end up fighting them. It doesn't make sense, everybody. We cannot have this. There's been obstruction, obstruction, obstruction. You shouldn't have to fight your own party. And it's disgusting. You know, you can start with your Brian Kemps and your Doug Ducey's and your Brad Rassenberg, but now you have to add another layer. Secretary of State's, you know how many of those I met with, Brandon, 3 months ago on elections, met with them. It just gets old when you've got to fight your own. You know, you went into these red states I went into and said, laid everything out for them, showed them everything. Here's what happened in your state. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you a little hint that we're going to show over on this 96 hours. Do you know there's 3 states, Brandon? There's more on the way. They have something even worse in their states. That's South Carolina, Alabama, and Arkansas. Soon to come to Oklahoma. Electronic polling books they bought in 2019. They're all online. It actually takes everything, and you can cheat right down to local precinct. You can actually, when you have your registered voters, now you already know who's going to vote exactly. You know exactly the Democrat and Republican. We proved this just 3 weeks ago, Brandon.
Wow.
3 weeks ago, we proved this. And you know what? I guess it's going to save a lot of people's time. You don't even have to go vote then. You don't even have to go vote. Let's just find out from some machine who won. CNN could... Fox can tell us who won. They can call the election a year early like they called Arizona early. Why don't we get a hold of the Murdochs at Fox and say, who's going to win in the election in 2022 so we don't even have to waste all our time putting in donor money to the rotten RMC and all the other places that want donations? Why don't we do that? I'm going to try and get a Murdoch's number, call up Fox and say, hey, or maybe I'll send a letter to the Wall Street Journal. They're owned by the same people. I'll call up the Wall Street Journal and say, hey, could you do a big article and let us know who's going to win? So think of the money and time it will save, Brandon.
This is getting to the point where it's like, you know, some communist third world country has an election and the dictator wins by 90%, right?
Yeah, it's even worse than that because they're, you know, it's even worse than that. There they know it's happening. Here you still have people that are so naive and still have blinders on. And a lot of them are in the Republican Party. Some of them are just that stupid that they go, oh, there was no fraud. There was no fraud. They got to be the dumbest people on the planet. You know, even the Democrats over there, I have friends that are Democrats are going, wow, Mike, you're right. It was stolen.
Well, they even made a documentary. The Democrats even made a documentary, Kill Chain, where they admitted this.
Yeah, they admitted it all. And you know, the 35% of Democrats now know this was stolen. You know what? I can understand that because it keeps pouring out more and more fraud and crimes and attacks on our country by our own administration. I can understand why all more and more Democrats and liberals and progressives believe every day that this happened. What I don't understand is that the rotten few Republicans over here, and most of them are the ones that are in power, can't see past their hands. That's
so
disgusting.
True. Yep.
You can't tell me why Ronna McDaniel, the head of the RNC, made a statement saying Biden won 3 days before this Supreme Court complaint was supposed to go to the Supreme Court. What about the timing of that, Brandon? How can you even, what about the timing of that, America? Why would she say that at that moment in time? She didn't have to say that. What, is she trying to get more donor money? Is she trying to get donor money from Democrats? She's about as rhino as they come. I mean, I don't know what she is.
She's had a year to say that. She's had over a year to say that. And now she chooses it right before your filing.
Yeah, right before the filing. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But anyway, I got to get going. We got to get to the next state. Everybody, keep praying. I will say we have backup plans to plans to backup plans. So don't worry, everybody. I will tell you this for sure. We are gonna be here live starting at midnight on Wednesday to midnight on Sunday. And we are going to take apart how we got here. What's going on now and where we're going, and we're going to take apart everything. We're going to show you the Supreme Court case or the Supreme Court complaint page by page by page. We're going to show you stuff you've never seen before, stuff that the media buried. It's over for them. We got the best plan in history going forward to get our country back. You need to get people there. Every one of you out there, hit that share button. Go down below, right here on Frank's Speech. There's a clip I just did. You share that clip everywhere. That's the thanks-a-thon advertisement. We need to get that out everywhere. I'm begging all of you, please, get the word out. Get the word out and get the word out. Thanks. God bless you, Brandon. I got to go.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike Lindell checking in tonight, literally just having landed, sitting on the ground, waiting on his next meeting for 10 minutes. He had a 10-minute meeting. He's sitting there, taking off, getting to the next city.